restricts the range of human understanding and the wise reconciliation of human differences, and creates an orthodoxy with a sword in its hand. I cannot say that I am even a sound Christian, though the code of conduct to which I subscribe was preached more eloquently by Jesus Christ than by any other. About God, I simply do not know. I don't think I can know. However far I may have missed achieving it, I know that moderation is one of the virtues I most believe in. But I believe as well in a whole catalog of Christian and classical virtues, in kindness and generosity, in steadfastness and courage, and much else. I believe further that good depends not on things, but on the use we make of things. Everything potent, from human love to atomic energy, is dangerous. It produces ill about as readily as good. It becomes good only through the control, the discipline, the wisdom with which we use it. Much of this control is social, a thing which laws and institutions and uniforms enforce. But much of it must be personal, and I do not see how we can evade the obligation to take full responsibility for what we individually do. Our reward for self-control and the acceptance of private responsibility is not necessarily money or power. Self-respect and the respect of others are quite enough. All this is to say that I believe in conscience, not as something implanted by divine act, but as something learned from infancy, from the tradition and society which has bred it. The outward forms of virtue will vary greatly from nation to nation. A Chinese scholar of the old school, or an Indian raised on the Vedas and